Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me. This is On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. I'm Maude Marty, your host. I'm spending this hour spinning 45s, all vinyl. I got tons of great stuff as usual, and as usual, I am very excited about this show. So let's get things started by dropping a disc on the turntable, dropping the needle in the grooves, and spinning Mickey's Funky Monkey.
Tra-la-la-la, Susie. She's the loveliest, prettiest, sweetest little girl you ever knew. So today when you pass her, then you ought to ask her. Yeah, and I just hope you haven't waited too late. Today you're
tra-la-la-la Susie.
Keep on calling her
tra-la-la-la Susie.
Oh, don't quit calling her
tra-la-la-la Susie. She's the girl for me.
What made you wait so long? And now her books you carry, and pretty soon you'll marry. Oh yeah, you go through life and keep on singing this song.
The Soul Set started us off with their take on Mickey's Monkey, made popular, of course, by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. This version they call Mickey's Funky Monkey does have more of funk to it. Love the organ in there. That's on the BB label. After that, Billy Harner, Honky Dory on the Kent label, a great Northern Soul track. And finally, some favorites of mine, Dean and Gene, Tra-la-la-la Susie on Rust. And now, once we've done looking for a fox, I think we'll find souls taking over.
I'm all alone and fancy free.
Polka dot tie. Cufflinks big as jaybird eggs. And look at this. Shoes made out of alligator hide. Come on, say something else here.
I'm ripe and red and hot to try. Yeah, and you can get anything I got. I got the money, girl, if you got the time. All you got to do now is give me the sign. Look here. I'm looking for a box. I'm looking for a box. Looking for a box. Fox. Groovy. I'm looking for a fox.
they got it apart. Yeah, yeah. And when the music starts beating so, I have to move my feet and I go. Won't somebody give me a chance to learn this brand new dance? They call the monkey the new boss. Together makes no difference whether. Now you think that you can do it. Well, there ain't nothing to it. If you wanna, you can do the fit. Go back to the old Uncle Will. If you try them all, you got them down pat. I know you know right where it's at. The market, the new boss.
That was Billy Butler's take on the Boston Monkey. The flip side to the quintessential mod Northern Soul crossover track, The Right Track, on the OK label, a great dancer. And before that, Soul is Taking Over. That's Henry Lumpkin on Buddha. And I started everything off with Looking for a Fox by Clarence Carter. Ironic, seeing as Clarence Carter was born blind. That's right, he was blind. You know about Stevie Wonder, you know about Ray Charles, did you know about Clarence Carter? He's looking for a fox anyway. That's on the Atlantic label. I'm going to take a little break from the Soul That's Taking Over and let some Canadian garage take over.
Come around at all. And now you've got to be, and that's all right with me. They call me the doctor, but I'm really hard to please. Now you talk about women, well I love them all. Sit out of bed.
tear it apart someday. I don't know why you're treating me so bad, cause you're the only love that I've ever had. There's a rumor going around that someday you're gonna put me down. Go right ahead and try, cause a little thing like that won't make me cry. People talking about you, saying things I didn't believe. Let them talk about you, I know they're trying to deceive. Oh, don't ever go. Oh, don't ever go. I won't anticipate, I will just wait. I know that you won't leave unless you can truly believe how much I really love you.
You know, I really like that song. It's like an anthem for mods or for any subcultural group that people frown on or comment on or make judgments on. That's Eric Burdon and the Animals on MGM with a track called Ain't That So. Before that, I played two Winnipeg garage bands that are just fantastic, and I love seeing on the label the address being in Winnipeg and actually knowing where that address is. It must be similar to living in Detroit and knowing where the small Detroit labels were headquartered. The first track was a band called The Shags with a track called Dr. Feelgood on Eagle Records. Not to be mistaken for the Aretha Franklin song, Dr. Feelgood. Totally different song. And then I followed that up with The Jury. I played another Jury song on the show a few weeks ago on Quality Records. This one is on the London label, and this is their last record on the London label before they went to Quality. The track's called Until You Do. Okay, guys, drop whatever you're doing and prepare yourselves. I'm about to play the standout record of this show. I like it when someone takes like a jazz standard and turns it into a scorching soul track. And that's exactly what's happening here. This is Gino.
Oh, got a charm, girl. And I'm not familiar with this fancy way, but I can give you so much love, girl. The kind of love you know that always, always stays.
Oh, wow, now.
He's just a plain boy, and he runs from girl to girl,
trying to prove,
he's king of the world. He
lives. Oh, don't you know he never gives in? He's got a heart of stone.
Everything started off there with the fantastic cover of It's Only a Paper Moon, which was a jazz standard and actually one of my all-time favorite songs of its kind. But this version, done by simply Gino on the Gold Crest label, an unknown name, an unknown label, an incredible version. Soulful, dancey, and screaming. I followed up with a couple of tracks on Atlantic. Totally unintentionally, I've got three Atlantic labels here today. Between Clarence Carter, Archie Bell and the Drells, and the Drifters, I am representing Jerry Wexler and Atlantic Records. The second song I played there was Archie Bell and the Drells, A World Without Music. It was the flip side of Here I Go Again, which is the Northern Soul track. Both those tracks are written by Gamble and Huff. And what I really like about this record, and in fact, the whole LP, which is called There's Gonna Be a Showdown, is that it's sort of this big collaboration of people from all over the United States. You got Archie Bell and the Drells from Houston, Texas. You got Gamble and Huff from Philadelphia. And I mean, those are polar opposite to soul sounds. And you've got Jerry Wexler, Atlantic Records, and that encompasses like New York and Muscle Shoals. And it just goes to show that it's all about the music. And when you cross over some of these sounds, the Philadelphia sound is very unique. So is the Southern soul sound. And when you cross these together or mix them together, you get something pretty fantastic. The last track by The Drifters, He's Just a Playboy, is quintessential New York 1960s. Got a Latin flavor in there. The Drifters recorded this in New York. The whole thing just feels like New York 1966, which of course very much appeals to Manchester 1976. I just love the history of music and the branches, the tree of music. So let's keep listening to music. Here's Jimmy Thomas.
Please you.
Just trying to please you.
But I don't believe from head to toe. Love you more and more. When you get here, I'm gonna sock it to you.
Listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is On Target, and I am Maude Marty. You just heard Jimmy Thomas, Just Trying to Please You, on Merwood, and after that, Otis Redding, The Flip Side to Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, a track called Sweet Lorene on Stax, and finally, Gene Pitney, Blue Color on MusiCore. If you haven't done so already, please go to facebook.com/ontargetpodcast, like the page. I put the show up there every week for download, along with a list of all the songs that I played on the show and a graphic with all the scans of the labels that I played as well. On Target is now available on Podomatic, and through Podomatic it is also available on iTunes. Okay, now I'd like to get into something a little more fun. We're going to start things off with a mod classic and then get into something a little less serious.
Still mad. You're out of touch, my baby, my poor fashioned baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of style. Well, baby, baby, baby.
clever girl, giving up your social world. You can't come back, be the first in line. Oh yeah, you're obsolete, my baby.
It's guest time on American Bandstand. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the American Beatles.
Wow, 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 you did it to me. Yeah, 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 you did it to me. Yeah, you gone and let me through, all alone and wanting you. Hell, I wish you'd come on back.
Out there. I should first of all find out, may I have your first names, please?
Dave.
Tom.
Vic.
Bill.
You are doing, I guess, what a lot of people would like to do, play the Beatles stuff and so forth. How does this strike you? Did you ever meet these fellas?
We met them in Miami.
What happened? Did you have an all-out war, or did they receive you well? Were you going to see them, or vice versa?
No, they were coming to see us.
What was their reaction to seeing you? Were they friendly?
Yes, yeah. They were. In fact, Ringo and Paul had got up to dance to our music, and it made us feel rather, you know...
The Beatles were dancing to the Beatles' music? How long has this been going on?
We started it about 6 months ago as more or less a joke thing, and it turned out very well.
As the American Beatles now, I would imagine this has caused you to travel a good deal, has it not?
Yes, in fact, we're going to South America July 4th for 11 weeks.
Should be very exciting. Gentlemen, this is your first trip to American Bandstand. The American Beatles, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Step inside, love. Let me find you a place where the cares of the day will be carried away by the smile on your face. We are together now and forever. Tired love, let me turn down the light. Coming out of the cold, rest your head on my shoulder and love me tonight. I'll always be here if you should need me. Night and day, step in. See me again, for I know in my heart we will not be apart, and I'll miss you till then. We'll be together now and forever. Come my way, step inside love and stay. Step inside love, I want you to step inside love, I want you to step inside love, I want you to stay.
Such a lovely track. I started everything off there with Chris Farlow covering the Rolling Stones' Out of Time. That's on MGM. And then a little band called the American Beatles, B-E-E-T-L-E-S, with a song called You Did It to Me on Roulette. Not a half bad song, but such an unfortunate name for their band. Like it said in the interview, it was started as kind of a joke. And I think that if these guys had called themselves the Bugs or something more garagey, it would have given more substance to the music. Because like I said, not half bad. If you take out the woo part, because that's definitely the Beatles thing. And speaking of the Beatles, I followed that up with a track by Cilla Black called Step Inside Love on Bell. Beautiful song. The credit says that it's written by Lennon and McCartney, but the truth is it was written by Paul McCartney, and it's actually Paul McCartney playing guitar on that track. Cilla Black and the Beatles were quite connected in the 60s. She was a bit of a muse for Paul McCartney, and they wrote a couple of songs for her, but what's great is they didn't record those songs. But I quite like that song, and I'm not going to make any excuses about my love of the Beatles, so let's continue on. We're going to step back in time here to 1960 with a track from Larry Bright.
Turn till you're back to back. You move your feet and then you don't look back. You do the mojo workout. Well, the mojo workout. You do the mojo workout. Just can't wait no more. You shuffle right back and you hold on tight. A popping and a hopping from a left to right. Snap your fingers and turn all around. You do a little chicken and you holler out loud. You do the mojo workout. Oh, workout now. Mm-hmm.
one more thing that you gotta learn to do. You stomp and you romp and you do the Gucci goo. You wiggle and you turn and away you go. That's the way you do the mojo. You do the mojo workout. I mean the mojo workout. You do the mojo workout. Just can't wait no more.
Not have a cent to pay the rent, but we gonna make it. I know we will. We may have to eat beans every day, but we gonna make it. I know we will.
And if a job is hard to find and we have to stand in the welfare line, I've got your love and you know you got mine.
So we gonna make it. I know we will. We may not have a home to call our own, but we're gonna make it. I know we will. We may have to fight hardships alone, but we're gonna make it. I know we will.
Our togetherness brings peace of mind. We can't stay down all the time. I've got your love and you know you
got mine. So we're gonna make it, I know we will. Our car may be old, our two rooms cold, but we're gonna make it, I know we will. We may not can spare a road to crumb, but we gonna make it, I know we will.
And if I have to carry around a fan singer, get the deaf, the dumb, and the blind, I've got your love and you know you
got mine. So we gonna make it, I know we will.
Little Milton, we're gonna make it on Checker. Before that, Larry Bright, Mojo Workout. That's on a very rare Canadian label called Starbright. It was released on the Tide label in the US, but Starbright in Canada, and Starbright only existed for 1 year in 1960 and then stopped. As far as I can tell, they only had 3 or 4 releases. Pretty dancey track though. Okay guys, that's it for me. Make sure you're here every Saturday, 101.5 UMFM at 4 o'clock, so you can hear On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. Also, download the UMFM app so you can listen on your phone if you can't get to a radio. And make sure to check out the show on Podomatic and go to facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast and like the page. I know it's hard to say goodbye because we're having so much fun, but say goodbye we must. Until next time, keep the faith.